W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. A big announcement expected today from the Biden administration about the war in Ukraine.
Two U.S. officials tell ABC News the Pentagon will provide cluster munitions despite human rights concerns. Cluster bombs have gained a reputation for killing and injuring civilians, especially children who come across the smaller explosives or bomblets that fail to initially detonate after being dropped. Many U.S. allies have signed a treaty banning their use.
ABC's Justin Finch. This weekend marks a milestone in Russia's war, 500 days since the invasion began. Still smoldering, a fire on board a cargo ship docked at Newark, New Jersey's International Shipping Port. Two firefighters died fighting the blaze. And for the fourth time this week, the Earth set an unofficial heat record worldwide. Average temperatures around 63 degrees for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday. This is ABC News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Beijing for talks says it would be impossible to decouple the U.S. and Chinese economies. Yellen trying to revive strained relations between the two countries. Short-term health insurance could be getting some changes.
Former President Trump expanded short-term health insurance plans from 3 to 12 months. President Biden says some of those plans offer little actual insurance and discriminate based on pre-existing conditions, something the regular Obamacare insurance doesn't do. So Mr. Biden is proposing to change the short-term insurance rules back to 3 months and force those insurers to disclose what they don't cover before you buy.
With the stroke of a pen, the governor of Wisconsin has boosted school funding in the state for the next 400 years. Governor Tony Evers this week taking advantage of a state law letting him change words in some legislation. The altered legislation could be changed by the courts, lawmakers, or a future Wisconsin governor. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP, that's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. I should probably put the mic in front of me. We're sitting here for 20 minutes. We've got two producers staring at us through the window.
Right.
You think one of them would have noticed, hey, Mino, yeah, here's how we do it in radio. We speak into this little thing here, and that's how people hear you.
Today's
goes tumbling through the airwaves.
This is kind of like review day. We've got two producers in here, the best producers.
Yes.
Kind of watching what we do, and thank you for.
And they both admitted the most often heard phrase back at the radio company I used to work for was over the loudspeaker, Mino to the studio, please. Right. Mino to the studio.
Yes, put the drink down and let's.
Wow, what's this whole thing about? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We did show up on time, though. I mean, that we were here punctual because we knew. And then,
okay, is it weird that you live 5 minutes away? I live 45 minutes away, and I'm always here 50 minutes earlier than you.
I thought about that. Mm-hmm. I did. That's
and
nice
I bike
here.
To work.
I should walk to work, yes. And I will. I'm going to start.
I just have to ask this.
No.
How you doing diet wise?
Yeah, John. Tomorrow. I'm done. Okay. I've done this. 4th of July, this
okay,
festivities.
I think do you remember what I was last time we weighed in?
Yeah, I got it written down.
What is it?
238.
No! Wasn't that high?
Yeah, I wrote it down here.
No.
I'll find it.
No.
I wrote it down.
I think.
No, here, I got it right here. 232.6.
Okay, let me do it real quick.
Are you going to get on there? Okay, it's $100. Where you at, Johnny? And don't BS me, because that scale saves.
235.2. I've gained three. We have a $100 challenge, and I've gained but 3 pounds.
For the record, though, it's not till the 26th that.
Of July?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, one month.
One month. $100. I think I'm going to wait till Monday because I'm going to.
You know, I'm actually going to throw this out. Is there a charity out there that would like my $100?
Yes.
Let me know.
There's a lot of charities out there that would like $100.
Let me know. If there's somebody out there listening that works for a charity, 920-264-0606, let us know. Although, you know, in my day, you know, I would have done for that phone number. You know how I would have remembered that phone number?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been, I always take the first two numbers, so it would have been Herb Adderley, okay?
Oh, you're one of the, yeah.
Brett Favre. Herb Adderley, Brett Favre. Okay, and then, okay, for the 06, it would have been Sonny Six Killer. Remember Sonny Six Killer?
No.
Sonny Six Killer was this great quarterback at the University of Washington. Okay. And then he had a role in the original Longest Yard. He played the running back. Burt Reynolds was the quarterback. Remember that? He played the running back, Sonny Six Killer. But that's how I remember numbers. Give me a number, and I'll tell you.
That is more confusing than it needs
to be,
Johnny. Most of us just remember the number, and then we can move on and not clutter our mind with all this. Washington State.
Will you please, University of Washington, Huskies, not the Cougars. Would you do me a favor?
Okay.
Give me a number. Give me a phone number. Make up a phone number.
793-2665.
2665?
Yeah.
Bob Nelson, Daryl LaMonica, Herb Adderley, Ron Hallstrom.
Okay, or you could just dial blood, right?
What?
I think that's what that is.
Is it?
I think that was my phone number when I was a little kid.
Oh, okay.
25663. Is that what? Yeah, that's what it was.
Dial blood? What do you mean by dial blood?
Those were the letters that would correlate to those numbers.
I have no idea what you mean. I never know how to do that when they say,
call. You look at the phone.
I can never figure that out.
Are you kidding me? You have all that clutter with those football players and schools. If you look at the phone, right on top of the phone, it says above the two is ABC.
But how does it know which one you're doing?
Who cares? If you dial a B, but if it has an A and a C on either side, who cares? It's
really?
B. Oh, my God. Okay. So, yes, we have a phone number. They can call in. The other thing that we're working on.
264-0606. Today is also, it pays to listen. So give us a call this week.
Right.
But our week in review.
Gift certificate to.
Phone lines are open. We haven't had them open much, but they are now. Well, Fridays, they're wide open.
Well, it's because they're working, too. They didn't work for 10 days.
Because you hooked them up. People don't realize that you also do engineering work around here on the side gig.
Johnny.
You're a member of the IBEW union. I see you with your little tool belt all the time, your wire snippers and those kind of things, wearing that bright green shirt and the hard hat.
If you would know me, you know that I'd change a light bulb. Maybe.
Actually, I saw you use that power screwdriver one day. We struggled with that.
Actually, that guy called. He wants it back.
All right. So yesterday was a memorable day just in our lives.
How so?
Well, first of all, I put this on my Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
I go to Costco.
What's cool about, I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to say that you going to Costco at that time, a lot of stuff had to happen for you to be there at that time. When we went out to breakfast, the service was slow and I was mad about it, but it was kind of good because the delay in that poor service we had put you to Costco at a different time.
It wasn't poor service. Just because they don't have ketchup at a restaurant.
Okay, who doesn't
mean it's poor service.
Who doesn't have ketchup at a restaurant? So we went to a restaurant yesterday for breakfast. And Johnny got, he likes bacon. I like the sausage. So we got the sandwiches.
Who doesn't like bacon?
Well, I like sausage
better. There's not a human being that doesn't like bacon.
Well, I don't, then you want to open the lines
for
that?
Yeah, we will. I bet everybody out there likes bacon.
Now, every vegetarian, my kids don't eat bacon.
On the side. No, don't give me that.
They don't.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's like when I used to say I quit drinking, I'd go to communion and have a little sip of wine. That's the only. Right. Okay. Wow.
Father wouldn't like that. Mm. Okay. So,
what kind of wine is that? Your brother's a priest.
He is.
And I was going to be a priest at one time. But what type of wine do they actually have? Do they just go to the store and buy some Ripple?
That's a whole. Believe it or not, the Catholic Church is a little bit of a business. And so they buy their wine from monks who make wine.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I don't know what the alcohol content is because there are people in there who either you cross your...
Yeah.
You know, and don't take the wine because I don't...
Oh, I've gotten hammered to the bejesus belt on it. Just saying.
The bejesus belt. Hey,
would
be nice to the priest. So anyway, back to this Costco interaction you had, and those are kind
By the way,
called.
That's a line from Caddyshack.
What's that?
The Sensimillion Green. You play 18 holes and then get stoned to the bejesus belt.
Okay. All right. Back to Costco.
All right.
And those are we're kind of a little bit on a religious thing here, but those are called.
You're a religious guy.
It's coincidence, but aren't they called God instances, like there was some divine intervention in this meeting. Well, anyway, I think this is a good story. I want to get to it, but I want to tell you.
My meeting.
Yeah, I think that was really neat what happened to you yesterday. Because then you called me and said,
You're not going to believe what just happened.
I know, but okay, before that, I still think that the timing of you going there to get your Costco card, because you're always using your wife's, and now that they crack down on you people who try to scam the system,
right?
You have to get your own card.
Right.
That was good that you had to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that you were delayed in going there because of this restaurant we went to that I had to stand in line. She sent me to the back of the line because I said, I'd like ketchup. I went into the kitchen And it was like I was walking into a landmine. She goes, get out of here. Get out of here. This is just for employees. And I'm like, hey, I just want to get some ketchup.
I know, but you shouldn't have pulled out the one card that you pulled out. Don't you know who I am?
I would never say that. Never
when
did.
When I was mayor, every I'm restaurant like, in town do you, stocked ketchup. Do you and know now who, with this new mayor, there are no ketchup.
Do you? I said, do you know who I'm with? No, I didn't. So then she said, well, no, you got to go to the back of the line and go to the front counter. I'm like, oh, that's fine. So I walked to the back of the line. 10-minute wait going through because they're making all these lattes and stuff.
I was so
stuff.
Impressed with the guy who thought you were actually Governor Jim Doyle.
Yeah, I know. He comes over. Hey, Jim.
Governor.
Well, he said Jim first. And yeah. I'm like, yeah. God, I stood up, shook his hand, and, oh, how you doing, Governor? Governor Doyle, right? I'm like, no, not really. Not even close. So anyway, I want to finish my story this whole thing. So I waited, it was 10 minutes, right, while she
it's
made all these
you, lattes,
and mm-hmm. all these lattes. So I get up there, and I said to her, I'd like some ketchup. She goes, we don't have ketchup. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that when I was in the kitchen? Why did you make me wait this 10 minutes? And then I got frustrated, went back, wrapped up my sandwich, and went home.
I know. You didn't eat. You wrapped it up in a napkin.
I did.
So you can have a cold egg sandwich.
I heated it up. Anyway, all right, let's talk about your side of the story.
So
much
anyway,
more interesting.
So then, I go to Costco, you're right, to get my new card or whatever. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I was also going to grab a couple of foot-long hot dogs.
$1.50. That is a good deal.
You can't find a better deal.
With a soda. That
you
is a good
deal. You can't find a better deal.
And with all this inflation, price increases.
Yes, that one
Costco,
stays the same.
Costco said, you know what? We're
not changing. We're staying with it.
Awesome.
Foot-long hot dogs Lost and leader. A soda for $1.50 is incredible. So I was going to do that. That was another reason I went there. So anyway, I'm standing in line at Costco. And there's a gentleman behind me who's wearing a U.S. Army Ranger cap. And I noticed he had a prosthetic leg. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel like it was out of order to ask, hey, what happened? You know, if he hadn't been wearing something military, you know, you wouldn't, you know.
I would have been uncomfortable asking about that, but
if
did
it
that?
Hadn't been, but knowing he was military, okay. I felt like it was okay.
Well, and that's your kind of
because, I mean, it could have been, you know, motorcycle accident or right. You know, whatever. And he said, yeah. He said, I go, where? He says, Afghanistan. We got to talking, and I told him where I embedded versus where he embedded, and he was way up north and all these things. Right. And so I said, so I know how we got around to this. And I said, hey, I'd love to get you on a radio show sometime. And I'm doing this big thing with the amputee right. softball team.
Tonight.
Tonight and tomorrow in Fond du Lac. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you ever want to be involved, let me know the whole thing. And so I go, hey, my name's John Minor. He goes, oh, my name is Brian Eich. And I literally have speeches for a minute. I go, from Netflix? He goes, yeah. He goes, you from the IXX? Right. I go, yeah. I go, I've been waiting 3 years to meet you, and somehow I haven't been able to connect. He goes, same thing with me. I've tried emailing you to connect with you, and it hasn't gone through.
Wow.
And here we meet at Costco, and we stood there for half an hour. We had to move to the side by the tires and talk for half an hour. And I put it on my Facebook last night, and it, like I said, it broke the internet. It was over almost 800 likes for him.
That's awesome.
Just incredible. So we're going to be getting him on the show. We're going to get him in the studio one day. We're trying to get him on the phone, but we're definitely going to get him in the studio one day.
Why were you trying to meet him? Like what?
Just because I watched that series. You haven't seen this series, right?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's called Father, Soldier, Son. And, I mean, the New York Times raved about it. It won
really?
All kinds of awards. It's a documentary following him in Afghanistan. And it was so wonderful because it showed the, wonderful, but I don't want to give it away, but also heartbreaking.
Oh, I bet.
Literally. I'm not being facetious. I'm not being melodramatic. I cried during one of the episodes. And that's the honest to God truth. I physically sat there and cried during one of the
and that
episodes.
That guy's from Green Bay or he's from this area?
Luxembourg? Yes.
That's awesome.
It's incredible.
I know when you called last night, you were so excited about it.
Yes.
So that's why.
I called
this guy,
you right away.
You did. That's why this guy had this Netflix series he did. He lives in the community, and are you going to be working with him now on some of those amputee things?
He's going to get
that
love
guy.
To.
Yeah, that guy sounds
we'll
like an awesome
about
guy.
It. I want to hear about awesome. It. I was so excited.
We got to get him on.
But if anybody hasn't seen this, Father, Soldier, Son on Netflix, it's incredible. We'll be back with
Great
more.
Story.
Mine or the Mayor. Back after this.
You never take advice.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
with hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 80. 86. Chance for scattered storms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. 6 to 7 is Mino and the Mayor. 7 to 8 is The Mayor and Mino. You can't get much more Democratic than that.
Right.
Can you?
No, we're...
You really can't. Fair. You really
and
can't.
Our next, our guest... Like I said, it's a little bit of a review day, right? I was maybe
absolutely
a little bit nervous. We got
it's been a fun week, though. Said great.
It was
guests.
Great. We had great
wonderful
guests this week.
People that we've talked to.
It's top-notch producers in, and then we have one of the owners coming in today. And he's going to be a guest on our show. He has his own show from 3 to 5 or 4 to 6 or something. But he's going to come in at 7:20 and talk to us about what's all going on with Civic Media. I mean, that's I love, the private sector business growth, but it's amazing what these guys have done in a year.
Absolutely.
It's pretty incredible.
Incredible.
And they obviously pretty well financed, but it's just, and the message they're getting out to local communities and connecting with the, just with the locals on issues that are of concern. And we're going to get to some more of those issues. You guys have been great about sending us, although Johnny, have you been reading some of these emails? What do you think the one that's getting the most, like, not really likes because I'm not into Facebook, but the most buzz?
You talking email or Facebook posts?
Well, I don't really read the Facebook. I'm talking about emails that come in.
Oh, I haven't seen too many of those.
Okay. Guess what the people, when we talked about a myriad of things over the last few weeks.
Yes. And the one that has stoked the flames?
Yeah.
What is it?
It has to do with you whining a little bit, but...
About what?
It's parking.
Yeah,
we've had some just great guests on military, business,
right.
Philanthropy, sports. But this parking, so... We're going to come up with a plan. Now, my dad used to say,
I don't think it was, I don't think I whined.
Oh, yeah, you did. That was one of the emails. I'll send you those emails after the show. Okay, well, anyway, back to...
I didn't whine as much as you not having ketchup for your egg sandwich.
Well, that's like, I mean, come on.
Mm. The thing I whined most about is that I put my faith in somebody I shouldn't have put my faith in.
That's not really true. Just to clarify how this whole parking thing... So we have to pay for our parking. Well, of course we do. And
we don't have a problem with that.
No, we don't.
The thing we have the problem with is it's too expensive. You're supporting a business or something. I just think $22 is way too expensive.
For being 2 minutes over.
Right. And then $34, if you don't pay it within 5 days, then $55. I just think that hurts local business. I think, like, if you go to a restaurant and you have to wait. Like, we were at a place yesterday where some people said, could be up to an hour and a half to, really get your dinner. What do you do? Because you can't use that if you don't have a whole bunch of quarters. Right. And that app only works for 2 hours. Right. I just think that system isn't conducive to being
customers.
Really inviting to bringing people downtown to really take advantage of all the great things we have downtown. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I shouldn't have gotten the ticket.
Right.
It was expired. That person writing the tickets was doing their job. Not a problem at all.
2 minutes, though. It was 2 minutes.
I know
it was 2 minutes because I put money in. Okay, this is what happened. So we feed the meters, and I went back, and I said, John, how much money am I putting in your meter? He goes, I'm leaving right now, man. I'm packing up. I got to get out of here. So I said, all right. So I put a quarter in his, and I thought, well, I've got a little paperwork to do here. So I put two quarters, so I had 32 minutes.
You put two quarters in yours, one in mine.
Right, because you said, I'm leaving right now. I got to get out of here. I got something.
I didn't say that. You wouldn't have put a quarter in if I said I was leaving right now.
No, I did just in case. So I put a quarter in. Then we went out there, and John got a ticket, and it ticks down, right? It was 1 minute, 2 minutes.
Yeah,
so Johnny got
a
ticket. It was 2 minutes, and he got a $22 ticket, which he's been whining about ever since.
Not whining.
Here's what I think they should do. I don't want to be this complaint radio show. I want people, like my dad would say, look, if you're going to complain, come up with a solution. So we've got to come up with other things to do, and it can't be free
parking.
I heard
what your dad's biggest complaint was. I know that. I've heard it from somebody.
What?
When you clean out the Shetland pony stall.
That was one of them.
Exactly.
So, no, this is what I think we've got to do. We got to think about this over the weekend, but we got to come up with solutions. And I thought one of the things when I talked to you the other night, I said, look, why don't, if your meter's expired, maybe you need to pay $1 a minute.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
You would have to pay $2.
Yes, I think that'd be a great idea.
You were 2 minutes over.
Yes.
I think they could give, or else they could become this.
Like prorate it.
Or a city of kindness, a city of grace, and not give you a ticket for after like an hour, or half hour.
Okay.
I guess there's other things we can do. I think this is too, and the problem that my fear with parking tickets is I think they take it out on the business. You go to this restaurant, you have lunch, you come out, you got a parking ticket. I'm never going to that place again. It's like, well, wait a minute. You had great service, great food,
right?
But your lunch was $21 and your parking ticket was $22. So we got to figure something out. I when we were giving out our phone number, I want to remind the
920-264-0606.
I got to call in to the director of
or Herb Adderley.
No.
Brett Favre.
Right.
Sunny Six Killer.
Whatever. I got to call into this guy to come on our show and just talk about parking. It's the Office of Parking Enforcement.
Perfect.
And I know him.
Okay.
And I would consider him a friend. And I called him. Now, this is a tough week.
Would he consider you a friend?
I will see.
Okay.
But
because we've had this little discussion before where it's like somebody will come up to me, hey, I'm good buddies with Jim Schmidt. And then I'll say, hey, so-and-so. Well, we're not buddies. You probably had that with me, too.
Plenty times.
Yeah.
So, but there's a couple other things that we have got to talk about. Parking is one of them. But I think, eventually, Johnny, I think we have to come up with maybe some concerns, but we need to come up with solutions. That's what we need to do. Like, I'm thinking maybe we should just start, you know how we have the Office of Diversity and Inclusion?
Yes.
You know, Eric started that, which is fine. I mean, it's $60,000 plus benefits. And we have that whole office of, I think it's strategy and budget. They just have that new office, the Office of Violence Prevention. Did you see that?
No.
They're advertising.
What's this?
I don't know. I just saw it on the...
is it a police thing? Is it Green Bay Police?
Office of Violent Prevention Director. It pays $82,425.
I'll apply.
There you go.
Can I apply for that job?
But I tell you what I'm applying for.
You applying for that?
No, I'm going to apply. They need a new... I want the Office of Annoyance and Compliance Resolution. So I want...
These are legitimate jobs that are available right now in Green
Bay? No, that one was. The last one I proposed.
You proposed.
I'm proposing.
Oh, these are proposed
jobs.
No,
Johnny, no. Okay. Let's stick with it. The offices that I was reading, the Office of Diversity and Inclusion,
okay.
That's a real office.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't be good at that one. I don't know enough about it.
No, you wouldn't be good at that.
No.
The Office of Budget, I mean, that's...
No, I wouldn't be good at that.
No, not at all. We have the... and then the new one that I just saw online, actually this week, was the Office of Violence Prevention.
I could do that one.
$82,425.
I'd like to apply for that one.
Okay.
What was the other one that you had there?
No,
the
this
annoyance?
Is my proposed
I know
office.
What it, I know why you do this. I know
office
why.
Office of Annoyance
I know
and
what it
Compliance
would be.
Resolution.
Loud cars.
Oh, would it be?
And loud cars and loud motorcycles. Wouldn't it? Be
that
honest.
Would be one of them.
Because you always...
Parking... Loud noises.
All
the
right.
Office.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Office of Annoyance. We got to have it.
Would they be coming after me because I annoy you?
Yeah, maybe.
Break. Back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Controversial cluster bombs banned in more than 100 countries over humanitarian concerns on the table from the U.S. to Russia. Later today, the Biden administration expected to announce a new aid package for Ukraine, including those bombs. In Texas, the man who killed 23 people at a Walmart in 2019 will be sentenced today.
For 2 days, survivors and victims' families have been addressing the court. When the father of the youngest victim spoke, he turned to shooter Patrick Crucius and said, "Look at me, you coward. Look at my son's picture." Crucius, a self-proclaimed white supremacist who admitted to targeting Hispanics, was seen crying in court during victim impact statements. Crucius pleaded guilty to federal charges earlier this year. He's expected to be given 90 life sentences today. Prosecutors in a separate state case will try for death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Dynio Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our emergency first responders. That's law enforcement, firefighters, and medical professionals for their commitment and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. This thank you is from Dynio Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. You can give them a call at 920-498-8549. You visit online at gagnonclayproducts.com. They're saying thank you to all of our first responders.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Good song, good tune. Jason, nicely done. Oh, by the way, I got to talk to Jason about something. Jason, can you come on the air real quick? Jason, our producer today. Jason, who,
yes, sir,
has run pretty much every board and every radio show in the Green Bay radio market. I got to tell you, so I was in Manitowoc last night, and I went to my new favorite place. It's called The Pub on the Sub. You heard about
that,
Jim?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's
yeah.
at the Maritime Museum, right in the river. Right, it's right above the submarine.
Oh, nice.
They have there. And leaving, we're leaving, and I see that at 6:30, they have this one series, must be every week, with like an author or somebody. And you're not going to believe this. It was the guy that wrote the book about the history of wheelchair sports.
What?
Yeah. Honest to goodness. Can you believe that? After we were just talking about it the other day, about you're unbelievable wheelchair sports athlete. And here was the guy, and I told you, I said, well, I just read this great book about that. And you're like, well, of course. You know, we've all read that book.
Yeah, yeah.
And here he was speaking last night, Manitowoc.
I wish you would have told me.
I didn't know until right at the time.
Oh, that's
when we were leaving is when I saw it.
That's awesome.
Isn't that incredible?
I got to do my job now.
All right, do your job, Jason. All right, fine.
You've been running into some...
Isn't that crazy?
That's two people.
That's my life, though. People always say that. I can't believe you ran into somebody at whatever time. Like in spring training. Did I ever tell you about that story in spring training?
A few times, but go ahead.
No, I didn't. I didn't even tell you that story.
Let's hear it.
We don't have time. We have a very special guest coming on. Okay? So I told this story about being at Costco yesterday.
Yeah.
To renew my license or my card.
Membership card.
Membership card. And possibly to get a foot-long hot dog or two.
Who eats two of those?
Oh, man. Well, if you're going to be there, you might as well have them.
All right.
Jason, do we have a very special guest? Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mino. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm still kind of reeling over yesterday.
I've been telling that story, and like I said, I think you broke the internet, because I have 766 likes about you being on my Facebook.
Well, I think everybody likes seeing a short, fat, one-legged guy on your page. I don't know.
And a short, fat, two-legged guy on the page.
I was going to say
that. Let's be honest. And if Jim was there, it'd be three.
Okay, we have to go there.
All right.
Hey, John sure speaks highly of you. And he called me right after he ran into you yesterday. And what an incredible story you have. And thank you for calling in. You're not sitting in your home right now?
No, I just left my house. I have a very important meeting with the my girlfriend on the Bay of Green Bay, and my girlfriend is a 2021 Basscat Ira bass boat.
Well, get this. I'll tell Brian's story. We're going to get you in here one day for like a whole hour. Is that okay, Brian? One day when the weather's bad and the fish aren't biting. But you tell a little bit about what you do on the side in regards to coaching.
Oh, well, I moved back. You know, if you ever watch my documentary, I think you'd kind of understand why we moved back to Wisconsin. But when I moved back here, I didn't know where I wanted to live, but I had little Jackson, and I wanted him to be in a good wrestling school. So did some research, and I remember I always feared Luxembourg Casco. So if you can't beat him, you join him. So that's what we did. And then I had hit a deer with my truck. And I went to this local repair shop, and I met Joe and Teresa Strand, who had a son that only caught a 2-pound fish, and he has mild autism. So I took him fishing, and he ended up catching almost a 5-pound smallmouth, and his parents said, you're starting a fishing team. So I started a high school team like 3 years ago, and this year we took two teams to state out in La Crosse. And now we're taking two teams to nationals because we took first and second at state. So we got to drive to South Carolina in a week or two.
That's absolutely incredible. Awesome. I had no idea there was high school fishing teams.
It's insane, and it's growing very fast.
Well, that's very cool. You know, I did a story one time on a skeet shooting team. There are skeet shooting teams now in high schools in the area.
Yes, actually, Luxembourg Casco is also at Nationals Trap this weekend.
Wow. I think that's awesome, getting kids involved at a high school sanctioned thing that, you know, for something you're due for the rest of your life. I think that's awesome.
Yep. I love it.
I would agree
Great
with
school district.
I would agree with that. I'm sure you mentor them as well. Good coaches, good leaders, you know, besides the X's and O's or the tactical part of fishing or skeet shooting. You know, you're really helping them with life skills. And like Johnny said, and I think the schools offer more of that. We need to offer more things that you can do past your 4 or 8 years of school. You know, I mean, you're not really going to go out and play football, but I mean, some of these things that they're learning in high school and, you know, very formative years, right? And we talked to the coach from UWGB, and he's going to be a great basketball coach, but boy, is that guy a mentor.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the stories he shared and, so, yeah, thank you for doing that. And then I have not seen, I got to be honest with you, your documentary, but I will after talking to John. And that's just great that you're here, you're engaged in the community. And we're looking forward to getting you on the show here because I think you got a lot to share with Greater Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin.
I would be honored with that. I mean, I running into him yesterday, you know, I was trying to get a card myself, and I'm like, this guy's
taking forever.
Questions while I'm trying to get my card.
Right. He can be annoying.
And I realized I listened to this guy growing up.
That doesn't make me feel old at all.
I was going to say, John.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, I'm just going to just hit on your story a little bit here. And like I said, we'll go in depth on it. And again, I don't want to give anything away. And I don't want to make this, you know, somber or anything. But it's the only documentary I've ever watched as an adult and cried. And that's no kidding. And there's, I think part of it is because I've dealt with so many, you know, amputees. Like I said, tomorrow I'm working with the golf tournament or with the softball tournament. That, but what, with the way things happen with your family and how hard you were at working at, you know, your comeback and everything like that, it showed a side of what veterans go through when something traumatic happens to them, that it's not just that person that gets affected. And in my last book, I really tried to hit on that with the Vietnam vets. You know, when, what they dealt with their families and the issues. So when somebody suffers something like you with the amputation, it affects an entire family, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And, you know, the more I talk to people about the documentary and, you know, as it evolves into this bigger animal, I'm starting to see it more from the outside looking in of what it really is telling people, I guess. So I haven't fully comprehended it.
What do you think was the part in watching the documentary? Because, you know, Jim and I are even talking about this. Like when I did TV or something, I'd never watch my shows afterwards because I was too critical. And it's like, oh, that felt better than it really was. Or sitting back and seeing the documentary, what are some of your inner thoughts?
My inner thoughts, number one, it's my upside down roller coaster. Because most of the time, you know, roller coasters are fun on the way down. Well, mine wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't like it down there. It's a very dark place, and I do everything I can to stay away from the darkness, I guess.
Yep.
The other thing is, you know, when I saw it for the first time, I kind of sat back a little bit, and I was like, oh, Brian's got some issues. So, you know, you don't see that until, you know, you get filmed for 10 years and somebody paints that picture for you. So, you know, I have a lot of blessings. And I have a lot of stuff that a normal parent wouldn't have, and I guess you gotta watch the documentary to understand where I don't want to let the cat out of the bag either. But, you know, I have pictures and videos that I wouldn't normally have of a certain person.
We have talked with Brian Eich. He's part of a documentary that was just amazing, the greatest documentary I've ever seen. It was a couple of years ago now, but Father, Soldier, Son. And like I said, I've tried getting in contact with this gentleman for 2.5 years, and it just didn't work. And we run into each other at Costco yesterday. So it's just wonderful having you on, Jim.
And Brian, I think that's really interesting what you said about some of us or a lot of people, maybe you just live internally. And to view that from an outsider's perspective, you're even learning more about yourself and more about really how to help other people by seeing it from that perspective, right?
It's insane. And I remember, you know, I've had a lot of fortunate things happen in the past couple of years because of the documentary. But I spoke at high schools for years. And then I spoke at a bigger event because of the documentary. And I get this big, burly biker dude that comes up to me. He's like, can I talk to you? And I'm like, yes. And he said, thanks for taking the barrel out of my mouth.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
That's like, if I could say this on the radio, that's a holy shit moment. It's like, I got to keep doing this.
Yeah,
so it's just, and every time I speak, it's like that. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it's like, I can't stop because I only got to reach one.
Yeah, you can't stop. I mean, that's very powerful. And, yeah, you got to feel good about that. And, you know, you paid a price, but, the fact that you have and that you're not going internal, right? You're taking this thing external. You're doing God's work with what happened to you. Yeah, I can't wait to get you on the show. And I will watch your documentary before I get you on here. I just haven't seen that, Johnny.
Well, you know, you talk about just weird things that happen. So Josh Swaggy, who we had on the show yesterday.
He's great.
He's great. And he's you know, runs the USA Patriots softball team. And we're doing that big thing in Fond du Lac tomorrow. So I called him because they didn't know each other. And, Brian, you guys were like long lost friends for 25 years talking about, oh, did you have Dr. So-and-so? Oh, yeah. Hey, did he give you a propane steak? Or it's like you guys were best buddies just putting you guys on the phone. So you talk about another military is a brotherhood. But when guys went through what you and Josh have gone through, there's really a special bond, isn't there?
Yes. And I've actually met Josh probably 4 years ago at a softball tournament, but we don't know each other.
Okay.
We just kind of shook hands and said hi. Actually, one of the soldiers I served with in Afghanistan is on that team. So that was kind of cool. But, yeah, to have the same prosthetist and we, you know, this guy serves steak with a propane torch is hilarious.
I love that. What was your comment? Eat the fat.
Yeah, he believes in caveman. And if you met this guy, I would believe every word he said, because if not, he's like Ivan Dragov. He's going to, like, knock you down to size. This guy's built like a brick shit house.
You can say that, too.
Well, Brian, let me ask you one more thing. I'll let you get on the bay out there. What's your future? I mean, you're going to do this on a regular basis, or you join the pro bass circuit? Or I specifically, with 100%, I said you need to write a book. You've got to do that. So what do you have on the plan?
So many people have told me I need to write a book, so I just need to, you know, stop procrastinating and do it.
I just want to say it's not that hard to write a book. Johnny's written four, I've written one, so you can do it. You just got to sit down and do it. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Exactly. But for fishing, I'm not. I have no ambition to be a pro. This is the most expensive sport on the planet. You know, you pay $84,000 for a boat just to go out and win $200.
Yeah. Or you can, Brian, you can be like those guys in Lake Erie last year that stuffed the lead weights in the fish. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Wrap them in some flays to hide the weights.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm good. I have my honor intact.
So, Brian, you're going to stay in this area, though? I mean, this is home?
I absolutely, you know, talking about learning from the documentary, my oldest son Isaac, who now lives near Appleton, you know, he said, "Dad, I never had any friends," and he said it in the documentary because he moved every 2 years. Yeah, so yeah. When Jackson was born, I said, "Look, wherever he starts school, that's where we're finishing school, because I don't want him to say, hey, I could never have any friends, you know, because we moved so much." So I'm not going anywhere. I love the Luxembourg Casco district, and as long as they'll have me, I'll be there.
That's fantastic. And do you help coach wrestling too?
I'm on the wrestling committee.
Okay.
And I'm the worst. Luxembourg Casco is raffling off side by side, and so far I have to buy all the drinks because I've sold the least amount of raffle tickets. I've only sold like six. So I'm kind of in the doghouse on the wrestling committee with the raffle tickets, but
but you're buying drinks.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'm buying drinks, right?
Here's the deal. If I lose my bet that I have with Jim here.
You will.
As to who loses the most weight in 1 month, we have to pay the other person $100.
Right.
So if I win this and I get that $100 from Jim, I'm putting it towards your raffle ticket thing. Is that cool?
That'll get you two raffle tickets, Mr. Mino.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, after 1 month, I am up 2 pounds of down 2 pounds.
So, all right.
Yes.
Well,
and by the way, Brian, yeah, if you consider yourself fat with about 8% body weight, I mean, you still look like a wrestler. I still wouldn't get on the mat with you. Holy crap.
I'm 40 pounds heavier than when I got shot. I am the lightest I've been since 2011.
You'll still look good next to John Minos. So.
Wow.
All right. Well, Brian, Brian, it's going to be great. You let us know whenever you want to be on the show. You're coming on. I think you're an interesting guest. The fact that you're local talent, you're here, all you have to share with the community. You know, God bless you. And say hi to your family. And just let us know any day between 6 and 8. Mayor and the Mino, we're here, and we'll get a chair for you.
But you got to take me fishing someday.
I absolutely will. Both of you are welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. Have fun in the water. Okay,
thank
buddy.
You guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Brian Eich, what an honor to meet him. And
living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-4000. 435-3734.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 80. 86. Chance for scattered storms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
Yes, Brian Eich, can't wait to get him in there. If you haven't seen it on Netflix, folks, Father, Soldier, Son is the best documentary I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's really incredible, compelling, just awesome. And to run into him at Costco yesterday is just incredible.
That's incredible to hear you say that, because you watch a lot of TV.
Yes.
If I said that, it wouldn't have any meaning, because I've probably only seen one or two documentaries. But that's great you say that, Johnny. I can't wait to meet this guy. He sounds like an awesome dad. And, you know, the fact that he's committed to this area, because he loves the Luxembourg, Casco area. But the other thing is that he's a good...
I love that area, too, though.
Me, too.
I love that area. I could live system. That area in a heartbeat. Yep. Love that area.
And the other thing I liked about him is he's... not moving, even though he has some other opportunities, because he wants to keep his kids in the same school. And
yeah,
I think that's really an unselfish thing. That
absolutely.
I think sometimes parents do move for opportunities, and I get that. But
well, I know a lot of kids when I was up in when I was growing up, there's an Air Force base.
Well, I read that. Yeah, that's
and a lot of those kids had been in like 4, 5, 6 different schools, and yeah, they had some issues. Some of them, they really did.
Well, you think about that, because it's always who's the new kid, you know? And
but you know what the weird thing is? Some of the highest officers, their kids were like the biggest troublemakers. They really were. It's kind of like the mayor's kids being the biggest troublemakers in school.
All right.
Your girls were like that, I heard, at Notre Dame, right? They just tore up that theater
department. I couldn't believe they were my kids. They're good kids. So, yes.
Did they get any of those, like, at the end of the year awards? I didn't when I was in high school. Like, best something, best whatever, best.
Yes.
What did they get?
I don't know. No, well, the perfect attendance, but, you know, like,
did they really?
Remember we talked about.
There's something weird about those kids get perfect attendance. I'm sorry.
They're never gonna get to be perfect attendance.
I feel like they're sick kids. They go to school just so they get perfect attendance, and they spread communicable diseases amongst everybody. When I had the whooping cough when I was a kid, I was out for 3 weeks.
And you got it from the perfect attendance kid?
And that's why, yeah.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That's why I'm not good at math.
Yeah,
that's... So I missed math for 3 weeks. So that's why I don't know math very well. That's why I can't be a welder now, according to you. Wow. Is your husband a welder?
No.
Amy?
No.
What does he do?
He's a truck driver, farmer, and a farmer.
Oh, man. I would love to do both of those things.
Well, come on over.
I would love that.
The way the show's going, that might happen.
It might be next week. Yeah. I know. Absolutely. Amy from Anchor Coffee, what did you bring us today? This is delicious.
I brought Jim, as usual.
Okay.
Coffee with cream. And you got mocha pistachio.
Love it. This is the best I've ever tasted. My favorite ice cream is pistachio ice cream.
Yeah. Pistachio is amazing.
I love pistachio ice cream. And not many places have it. You ever notice that? You go to an ice cream place, not many places have pistachio ice cream. You know what my second favorite is? And another one, it's so hard to find, it's a little coconut ice cream. Have you ever had coconut ice
cream? Yes, that is very good.
It's so delicious. You ever had that one, Jim?
I have not. I'm.
You look like you have.
Johnny, I was just going to say.
Did you ever have pistachio torch?
I had to fire the first shot over the bow because I knew it was going to be coming back.
the pistachio coffee, the pistachio ice cream, the pistachio whatever
it's
else.
It's like the mongoose against the cobra. You got to get that first strike in.
Yeah. But you're also up 3 pounds in a week. So, but okay. Two. It was a little bit more than two. I gotta write it down. Okay, I'll find it somewhere. But anyway,
notice you haven't stepped on the scale. Been too busy for that, haven't you? Oh, I got a lot to do. I got a lot on my plate. I don't have time to step over there.
It's all the way over there.
It's four steps away. I can't do that. Yeah.
So, Amy, Anchor Coffee, you expanded your product line a little bit. We're happy to see that. And events tonight, we have something at the City Deck tonight, don't we? Is there music going on? Do you know?
Yes.
Is there something at the City Deck every Friday?
Every Friday.
Okay.
What is it? A music on the Fox or?
Friday's on the Fox. So that's going on, and you'll be. Are you open?
We are open till 6 o'clock.
All right. Cool.
Perfect. So you can get your coffee before you go get your cocktails.
Good.
That's. You know, I don't know how your business is, but I sure see a lot of people walking this way in front of her window, and then walking that way in front of her window, and they're all carrying coffee.
Right.
It's doing great. Yeah.
It seems like it.
All right. It's nice to see. And we, those of you who haven't been down to Anchor, it's 401 Washington Street here in downtown Green Bay. We're right on the City Deck. They're located right next to our studio. And our studio, for those of you who've been on Michigan Avenue, WGN, it's kind of got that vibe to it. It's glass. You can come wave to us. You can stop in. We have M&Ms, right, for Mayor and Minor.
Well, we don't, people.
We do.
I mean, we've been gifted M&Ms and everything like that. But unfortunately... in order to share some M&Ms, you'd have to stick your grubby paw into them and put a mouthful in and then put your grubby paw back in.
We have
and
bags then
because
of
we were supposed to get little bags of M&M.
Yeah.
Instead, we have a 10-pound bag of M&Ms.
That is true.
Right.
That is
so,
true.
Again, communicable diseases.
Okay.
Obviously, one of us is concerned and one isn't.
And one had perfect attendance. Mm. So, all right.
Did you have perfect attendance? You didn't. Because didn't you get kicked out of school for a while?
No.
I thought you did.
Never.
Suspended?
God, don't start that.
Suspended.
No, never.
Suspended.
Never.
Why did you leave the wrestling team?
That's not school. That was an extracurricular activity that I was with the wrong group of people.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
And blame it on your family?
I had nothing to do with it. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
I have to look this up.
No, that was a long time ago. And Brother Cyril, God bless him, he was not real happy.
Brother Cyril.
He was our... principal.
Okay.
Roncalli. He started Roncalli High School.
Oh, wow.
And I just, quick story on Brother Cyril, because he was like my favorite. Get this, Johnny.
He won't be quick.
No, but I just want to tell you, he was the principal at Roncalli. Started the school, and it was a good school. He went on to be the vice chancellor at the University of Bethlehem in Palestine. And Don and I went to Jerusalem, and I called him. I say, Brother Cyril, you know, this is back in the 70s, right? I said, Brother Cyril, this is Jim Schmidt. Do you remember me? I said, Jim, we remember the good ones and the bad ones. That's what he said. He said, remember the good ones? He goes, yes, I remember you. And how's your sister, Ruth, who was like a National Honor Society? She was the perfect student, and maybe I wasn't. But anyway, we went over there, went to Palestine, met with the students, talked to them about Green Bay, our community, listen to some of the things, the issues that obviously that they're having with Israel. It was just a great experience. So, yes, I went to school, not perfect attendance, but some great Christian brothers who taught me.
My dad used to get Christian Brothers brandy.
Yeah.
Did they make it?
Yeah. No, I don't know if they got dividends on that.
Oh, okay.
But there was
Remember that Christian Brothers brandy?
I don't think the monks were making that one. And Palestine go together.
Speaking of Netflix, I've been watching this unbelievable series. Have you seen this series called Fada?
No.
Fada? Have you seen this?
I have not. Johnny, watch.
You've got to watch this.
Your Fada or my Fada?
Oh, wow. Here we go. Everybody's a comedian. Hello, Fada. Hello, Mada. Remember that one?
Yes.
Here I am at Camp Canada. So anyway, so this series.
Thank
Netflix,
God we got the 1 minute warning.
It's about the Palestinians fighting against the Jewish government.
Oh, that's
and the undercover things and the things they do to each other. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable what's going on. That stuff that you didn't know, right?
I mean,
the media doesn't cover what is really...
Yes!
That is incredible. You go over there and talk to those students and some of the faculty in Palestine and the university. It is. I bet you that I will watch,
You've got to watch, especially if you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I would not want to go there.
No, It was awful getting out. That's a different story. It was not fun.
Wow.
We were a little scared.
Wow.
But we got up.
Amy, Anchor Coffee, thank you so much. How's the market going next door to you?
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
We got
have a great weekend.
You know
yeah, we'll be there all
weekend.
You
know what
weekend?
I really enjoyed yesterday?
What?
Clove gum.
Oh, it's delicious.
Brought
stuff.
Back memories. We'll be back.
All right, WGBW.
Open up the window. Let some air to this room.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.